Chapter 6, The Secret to Relationships. Marie Diamond, Feng Shui Consultant, Teacher, and Speaker.
The secret means for me actually that we are creators of our universe, and that every wish of what we want to create will manifest in our life. Therefore, it's very important what you wish, what your thoughts are, what your feelings are, because it will manifest. One day, I went into somebody's home, and he was an art director of a very famous film producer. In every corner, he had this beautiful image of a woman, a naked woman dressed with a fabric, kind of doing this, kind of saying, "Oh, I don't look at you, I don't see you." And I said, "I think you have trouble in your romance."
Are you a clairvoyant or something?
No, but look, 7 places, you have exactly that woman.
But I love that kind of painting. I painted it myself.
That's even worse, I said, because you put all your creation and your creativity in it. Now, he's this gorgeous-looking man. He has all these actresses around him because that's the work he does. He doesn't get romance. I said, "What do you want?"
"Well, I want to date 3 women a week."
"Okay, paint yourself with 3 women and hang it in every corner." 6 months later, I see him in Europe and said, "How is your love life?"
"Great. They just call me. They all want to date me."
"Because that's your wish."
"Now I have like 3 dates a week. They're fighting over me."
"Good on you."
"But I really want to stabilize a little bit. I want marriage and I want romance."
"Well, paint it, okay?" So he painted a beautiful romantic relationship, and a year later he got married and is very happy. Because he put another wish out. But he wished it in himself for years, but it did not happen. Because his wish could not manifest because the outer level of himself, his house, was just contradicting himself all the time. So if you know this knowledge, you should start playing with it.
Marie Diamond's story of her client is a perfect demonstration of how feng shui reflects the teachings of the sacred. It illustrates how our thoughts create powerfully when we put them into action. Any action we take must be preceded by a thought. Thoughts create the words we speak, the feelings we feel, and our actions. Actions are particularly powerful because they are thoughts that have caused us to act. We may not even realize what our innermost thoughts are, but we can see what we have been thinking by looking at the actions we have taken. In the story of the film producer, his innermost thoughts were reflected in his actions and surroundings. He had painted many women, all turning away from him. Can you see what his innermost thoughts were? Even though his words were saying he wanted to date more women, his innermost thoughts did not reflect that in his paintings. By deliberately choosing to change his actions, it caused him to focus his entire thought on what he wanted. With such a simple shift, he was able to paint his life and call it into existence through the law of attraction. When you want to attract something into your life, make sure your actions don't contradict your desires. One of the most wonderful examples of this is given by Law of Attraction teacher Mike Dooley in his audio course, Leveraging the Universe and Engaging the Magic. It is a story of a woman who wanted to attract her perfect partner into her life. She had done all the right things. She got clear about what she wanted him to be like. She made a detailed list of all of his qualities and she visualized him in her life. Despite doing all these things, there was no sign of him. Then one day as she arrived home and was parking her car in the middle of her garage, she gasped as she realized that her actions were contradicting what she wanted. If her car was in the middle of the garage, there was no room for her perfect partner's car. Her actions were powerfully saying to the universe that she did not believe she was going to receive what she had asked for. So she immediately cleaned up her garage and parked her car to one side, leaving space for her perfect partner's car on the other side. She then went into her bedroom and opened her wardrobe, which was jammed full of clothes. There was no room for her perfect partner's clothes. So she moved some of her clothes to make space. She had also been sleeping in the middle of her bed, and so she began sleeping on her side, leaving space for her partner. This woman related her story to Mike Dooley over a dinner, and sitting next to her at the table was her perfect partner. After taking all of these powerful actions and acting as if she had already received her perfect partner, he arrived in her life, and now they are happily married. Another simple example of acting as if is a story of my sister Glenda, who is the production manager of the film The Secret. She was living and working in Australia, and she wanted to move to the United States and work with me in our US office. Glenda knew The Secret very well, and so she was doing all the right things to bring forth what she wanted. But months were passing by and she was still in Australia. Glenda looked at her actions and realized she was not acting as if she was receiving what she had asked for. So she began to take powerful actions. She organized everything in her life for her departure. She cancelled memberships, gave away things she would not need, and she got her suitcases out and packed them. Within 4 weeks, Glenda was in the United States working out of our US office. Think about what you have asked for and make sure that your actions are mirroring what you expect to receive and that they're not contradicting what you've asked for. Act as if you are receiving it. Do exactly what you would do if you were receiving it today and take actions in your life to reflect that powerful expectation. Make room to receive your desires, and as you do, you are sending out that powerful signal of expectation.